Dr. Omar Eduardo Rodriguez. Like myself, he's a medical doctor working in psychiatry. He's currently a neuroradiology registrar at the Royal Melbourne Hospital and a pre-fellow of the Royal Australian New Zealand College of Psychiatrists. He completed a Bachelor of Medicine and Economics and then went on to become a Director of Management and Development at St. John of God Health Organisation. Then after a few years, decided to pursue his lifelong aspiration in the space industry and neurosciences. Then he pursued pilot training as well as completed a master's in space studies with the International Space University in France. Then in 2017, he enrolled in the Southern Hemisphere Space Studies program, which is held annually in Adelaide, which quite a few people in the room, I think, are graduates of. He is a former scholar and researcher from NASA Ames, where he worked in the Fatigue Countermeasures Laboratory. He also participated in a Mars medical analog mission as crew health and neuropsychiatry officer. He was also selected by the International Institute for Astronautical Science in the United States as a scientist astronaut candidate, and his research interests are in fatigue, sleep studies, and the broader neuropsychiatry aspects of space in analog missions and in parabolic flight. Dr. Rodriguez is going to take a slightly different tact as he speaks about a very important but often overlooked area of human spaceflight, that of being confined in a spacecraft, being surrounded by the dangers of a different environment, and the immense toll this takes on the psychological health of astronauts, which can place the entire mission in jeopardy if not managed properly.
Okay, my objective with this presentation is to identify some neurological, psychological and psychiatric aspects in space exploration, particularly in the moon, and to recognize one of the problems that we will face in case that we colonize the moon or Mars. So, as a human beings, we have been in a process of evolution. We have been, you know, in the jungle, then we conquer the cities, we conquer different worlds here in the air, we conquer different continents, and this is part of our inner soul to go beyond. As I say, Constantine, air is the cradle of humanity, but one cannot live in a cradle forever. So let's go to think for 1 second. Let's go to think that you are going to camping. You will feel anxious to go for camping? What will be the fears that you will have if you go for camping? Yeah, let's go to think for a few seconds. You are going to camping to the mountains. What will you bring with you? What will be the fear that you are in the mountains? You are fear for animals, you are fear for be sick, be far away from home. Okay, let's go to say, we are going to be to the mountains, to the Everest, to the Himalayas. You know, high altitude, I need to be scared, you know? Okay, now you are going to the Antarctic. What will be the fear that you have? A little bit more scary, you know? You get sick, what happened? So there are so many stress that we had to face. So for 1 second, let's go to say that we are going to the moon, okay? And let's go to try to experience what would be our fears. Now I want to ask you guys, what do you feel if you are going to the moon? What would you feel in if you are in the rocket? Just feel free to say. Lost. Lucky. Okay, very lucky. Okay. Any other emotions? Scared. Very scared. Why scared? Exactly, we don't know, you know? Any other feelings? Adrenaline, yeah, I can imagine, you know? So let's go for 1 second. You're in the rocket and you feel the vibration, the noise. You know, you don't know what happened. Anything could be wrong, you know? This is the stress that actually astronauts are going to experience. And actually it's going to impact into the mental stability. So as Gordon said before, there are different elements. One is the confinement. So you know that when you are here in the air, we will have our own space. When you are in the moon, on space, there is no more. We lost this like privacy. You know, everyone knows what you are doing. And you have to share your own emotions with other people. How you feel about that? How about the isolation? You sometimes feel your family when you are far away, when you are in a trip. You know, what happens if you are in the mountains? Maybe you feel your family. What happens if you go to the moon and you will be there for quite a long period of time? You could be very isolated and can take really impact into your emotional state. And they can maybe feed people to feel depressed. How about the, you know, low gravity, you know, the impact into the into all our body fluids, how they can change our physiology. They also can impact into our mental state. Different risks. As you say, someone say, you know, it's scary. Of course it's scary, because we can die. And always we face the situation that if something is going wrong, we can die very easily. So we are going to explore the unknown. So this continual risk is going to affect our emotion as well. Of course, stress, because you have a lot of responsibility to be in the space. And you can be sick because it costs a lot of money to put someone there. So it continues stress that you have to perform at a high level and the expectation of people that you have to accomplish, you know, your goals over there. The stress that, you know, asteroid impact, the stress that the machine is not working, the stress that you are far away from family, the stress that you have new food. There are so many stresses that you are experiencing every day. The radiation, as I said before, you know, we don't know what happened in deep space exploration, but some research has shown that animal mice, they can get Alzheimer's when they are in space because of the high radiation. So we don't know what happened. Maybe we send one to moon, and after 1 week, 2 weeks, the radiation really can damage the brain. The sleep is another problem, you know. We're here in our home, we have our comfortable bed, we have some 8 hours, okay? What happened? We are in the space, our sleep is completely changed, you know. One day in the moon, how long does it take one day in the moon? 14 days, it's around 28 days, I think. My memory, 28 days? I mean, 28, exactly. Yeah. So it's we change completely our circadian cycle, you know. Our pattern of sleeping day and night is changed. And we know from research that when the sleeping change, when our sleeping pattern change, we have more tendency to have mental problems. So one of the main aspects in space is the cognition. Our cognition deteriorates because all these stresses, as I said before. So we can perform at the level that we do here in the air. There is a high risk of suffering from depression. So far, there is only one case have been reported in the International Space Station. But in long term, there is a high chance. And we know that in analog missions, and like in Antarctic or in submarine, we know that 5% of the people suffer from major mental illnesses. So even though we don't know, there is a high chance that the astronaut, they can suffer from depression. And one of the problems is that we are expecting the astronauts to report the problems. And many times they don't report. So they hide this information. So in fact, we don't know if they are depressed or not. Another problem is all the psychological illness. So far, we don't have any astronaut who have been suffering from a psychotic illness or mania at the moment, but we don't know in long-term space exploration. Psychological phenomena, there are different aspects in the space. You know, you can guess, you can feel it. Just for 1 second, you are thinking you are in space. One is the adjustment reaction, what is the normal adjustment that everyone suffers to a new environment. And they have to suffer that, and we know they suffer. There are one case report, an astronaut suffered from some somatoformal disorder. He thought that his teeth were falling out. And he was very, very sure that it would happen. When he came out to air, he was fine. And another problem is suicidality. There is no any report so far, I couldn't find it, the any report of suicidality. But as I said before, many information is hiding, so we don't know yet. Now the social aspects, you are living in a very small space, sharing this with 3 or 4 people that you don't know. Maybe they are different culture, different countries, different background, different language. How you can deal with this in long period of time and how they can affect into the performance. And there are different analog missions, like one is the 500 Days Mars, which has different papers has been writing about this. What happens when you are living in these environments, sharing with other people, all the dynamics, you know, all the leadership, all the anger, all the frustration, how you can deal this with other people. So message just to take home, we know that it's our dream to go. It's not easy. As we discussed in November 2017, the Field Moon Village meeting, it's a long way to go to make safe to the human to be in space, and particularly to be safe and cognitively, and to be safe that the astronaut is able to perform in a high level. The good point with this is that there are different research. When I was in NASA, we were working particularly in sleeping issues and to see how we can predict fatigue in astronauts in space. And all this technology, by sure, in 10, 20 years, we can use this technology in our everyday life. So this is one of the dreams that I have, that everything that we develop for space, we are going to use in the air, here in our everyday life in the future. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you.